Are they present? Are you on the phone, star six? All right, hearing no reaction to my inquiry. Then I move the case number 2024-00560. Move to a formal hearing, let the parties involved can come to terms on the compliance agreement before that happens.
Sure.
Motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right, unanimously, we move this case forward. Our second case is case number 2024-00624 and 2024-00625. Pink Polish Nail Bar, license SNT 20205 and SAE 23365. Shaw Consulting Group LLC is the owner. Will Shaw is the statutory agent. Is anyone present from that case? If you're on the phone, star six. Star six for Pink Polish Nail Bar. Hearing no reaction, I move that case number 2024-00624 and case number 2024-00625 move forward to a formal hearing unless the parties involved can come to terms on the consent agreement with the board before that happens.
Second.
Yep. We have a board. We have a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All right, that moves forward to formal hearing. Let's see if we get that. And now we're only at 10:08, according to the monkey on the wall. So we'll have to go into a recess until 10:30. So feel free to move about. All right.
For those on the meeting virtually, we will be in recess until 10:30.
Yeah.
All right, we're going back into session now. Chase, can you confirm that you're on?
I am on.
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Chase is the one we had to make sure we had.
Yeah, I agree. That's not who the other person. All right, so we're up to with negotiation option 1B.
Rosa Rodriguez, compliant administrator. Step 2B with negotiation options, Mr. Chairman and members of the board. The following will be either present or virtual respondent. Case 1 and 2, they have a Spanish interpreter on those cases. One is present in person and the second one will be virtual. Number 3 will be attending, number 4 attending, 5 attending, 6 attending, 7 attending, 8 attending, 9 attending, 10 attending, number 11 is unresolved, 12 is unresolved, 13 negotiated, 14 negotiated, 15 is unresolved, 16 negotiated, 17 unresolved, and 18 continued.
So I don't have, we don't have an 18 on our list on the agenda, Rosa.
Oh, I apologize. So I get to remove one of them.
All right. Not coming in, okay, but 17 unresolved, right?
Yes.
All right. So let's go to our first case. In this group. Our case number 2024-00333, Jose Luis Cantu, VAR 000564. If you're present, please come forward. Hello. How are you today? Good. Oh, I got a bunch of people here, huh?
Hello, I'm Jenna from Management Director for.
Okay. All right, so we'll start by swearing you in. I just swear or affirm that what you say today will be as true as you hope. You're interpreting, right?
I'm interpreting.
All right, so for the company and for you, I guess.
I'm sorry, Mr. Chair, we just lost form. So we need to wait a moment until our speech is back.
Yeah.
You can feel free to pull up another chair if you guys would like.
Get the Jeopardy team. Sorry, we'll just be a minute.
Here now back in session. 10:37.
So do you swear or affirm this testimony you give today would be truthful and the whole truth? And then state your name.
Let's make me read some kind of.
Nicely done. That had already been sworn in as you started earlier. So she'll present the case and then we'll ask you questions.
Good morning, Mr. Bagley and members of the board. My name is Helen Tortelon. On February 28th, 2024, I conducted an board investigation of the Concave Barbershop located in Douglas, Arizona. This infection resulted in an unsatisfactory grade due to the following reason. At the time of infection, Mr. Juan Alcala was providing a haircut service. And according to our board database, Mr. Juan Alcala is an online customer. The Concave Barbershop provides barbering services, and according to the board site database, this is an online service establishment. As of August 15th, 2024, the board has not received an application for an establishment license.
I'm sorry.
As of August 15th, 2024, Juan Alcala also remains unlicensed. If you have any further questions, I'll be happy to address them.
Does the board have any questions? Sequence wise, we're going to do this first, and now we're up to you. So at this stage, have you had an opportunity to review this complaint?
Yes, my daughter is the one that's in charge.
All right, good to have a boss.
Thank you. So it's been 3 years that I have worked myself to a hard condition that I have. So my daughter's been the one that's in charge.
Okay, so in pieces, first we'd like to know why there's no license for the shop. And then we'd like to know why there are not licenses for the people who do the.
Would it be okay if I authorized my daughter to explain the situation?
She's not noticed on this, so I don't know that we can. But you can just walk us through. It's only two little questions. Well, we're basing on the notice that came to you has names on it, and she's not one of those names. So all we need to know is why don't you have the office license and why don't the people?
We do have the permit for the establishment. It's just that it was not displayed.
So it's a current establishment license?
That is correct.
Okay, can we verify that, please?
can just press the number out of it real quick. Sorry.
Yes, I was.
I have this Deputy Director Shepherd. There is a Cantu Barber Shop in Glendale, Arizona, but not one in Douglas, Arizona.
They have a different name.
It's his name, but that's a Douglas. Yeah.
Yep, Mr. Chair, members of the board, we do have an active license, BBE 000715, that matches that, and was active through 2024 and has been renewed and is active through 6/30 of 2025.
Okay. All right. So we've determined they do have a good license.
It's under, the name though is under Jim's Barber.
Yeah, I see that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Regarding this license, what do we call this shop? What's the name of the shop?
Right now, it's Cantu Barber Shop.
Okay, this license says Jim's Barber.
Jim Barber Shop. Thank you. It's when you. Can it, okay, it's. I said, I'm not saying it, but. It's no matter.
Oh, okay. So the previous owner passed it on to me, and that's why it still comes up as Jim's Barber Shop, but the actual name is, it's on Cantu Barber Shop.
Okay, yes. Well, you'll need to get that corrected.
Okay. Entiendo, pero digan que alguien me explicó el comentario, ¿sabes? Madre que tú tienes. Y él miró la emergencia así.
It's Barber.
I did want to look at the previous investigations that I had to have. I had had my license, and it had the Barber Shop, but it never, you know, like, license or anything. That's why I have not changed it.
Okay. May have just been lucky. All right, so for sure, you need to file for a change of name, a change of ownership. All right, so that's clear. It has to happen. All right. Now, we also have that there are unlicensed barbers working in there.
We no longer work in there.
Was he the unlicensed barber?
No.
Okay. You look at him, maintain that. That is it.
One.
No, no.
Okay. So when I got Juan as a barber in my barber shop, he did tell me and showed me the license, and he told me, even though it was expired, he did tell me that he hadn't been able to print it, that he was in the process of printing it, but it was up to date. And I do have them here.
Do you have the current one?
I don't know if you want to.
Current one.
It's accurate.
He never showed me the up-to-date one.
Can you pass it around, please? Yeah, and can we verify that? And see if that's real.
Yeah, like.
Been ready, but.
What they'll do is they'll say, have a license.
He did want to say that it's not an issue, you know, you should have verified and asked for the up-to-date and current one, but.
They're gonna try and verify now. Other than these problems, was the shop clean?
Mr. Bagley, members of the board, there were no damage to my.
Good.
I will add that the signage on the building indicates the Cantu Barber Shop.
Right, so we didn't get the name changes or that. All right, that's gotta get it.
There is, one has a current license.
He does have a current license.
Bummer.
He just couldn't, the old one, he apparently had the current one.
So just to kind of help out in this situation, so I mean, it is current though.
It is.
So what, when everything switched over the system, a lot of the barbers were used to getting those old ones. Because it used to be in like the involved standpoint. When we switched over to the new system, if that, I don't know if he ever had a lapse or just didn't. What did happen is some barbers didn't realize, like, we turned it off now, they're still used to getting them in the mail. And look at pictures sometime of it. And then that's when it's in Douglas, so they're not right here. So I see how that, everything looked like it's lined up. They had a license, they had this, it just was some of the changes.
Well, it had lapsed.
It had lapsed.
It had lapsed, just to clarify.
When?
And so the payment for 22 to 24 came in on 7/16 of 24.
So they just.
So he just renewed a month ago.
Penalties, he did that then probably.
Yes.
He just recently, after he probably got inspected.
Right.
Went and.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, so he had been expired since 2021. And now it, as of a month ago, it's current.
So he was just a lapsed barber, they went in.
Updated.
That's all.
All right. But then he was feeling like, yeah, he would take penalty. But I mean, maybe he could bring it because some kind of fee for being late.
But there will still be.
Yeah.
Because it's different.
Is expired license with different fee?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like different from.
There's no license.
500, unexpired is. Now, let me just sweeps combined.
Yeah. Well, all right. So what do we really have here?
I want to know what the specific fees are. Or not. Well, I'm licensed as 250, but what's the expired?
Those we know.
So does the completion of all the, was the manager allowing them like individual? Even though he was an, if he had an expired license, it's still.
It's a thing, like.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then the 250 are operating a shop without a current establishment, like, for that license of fighting.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the operating without a current license, it, that's just not posted because he apparently had a license.
Well, and the name.
And the name's different. That's true. So.
250, yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. So as we start to put it out, it really is the name change and the ownership change that had to be documented correctly. So that has to be filed. It appears your employee had a lapsed license. And probably because of this indictment fixed it, but it was fixed.
I don't know.
We did one, but it was dated. No, but at the time of the inspection, he was not present. It was Fonda was present. And he wasn't even over here that he received the letter. Until 5 months later, when you received it by them.
They can.
One never noticed that nothing knows what was happening. So he received the letter. But he continued working, but he wasn't aware of the inspection or the license. After they found out, that's when they got to go.
Oh. Okay. That's too bad.
I think there's a case that they were missing. And what will happen?
It has definitely been a learning experience for me and I definitely will not have them again or make the same mistake again.
Good. Okay. Do we have any other questions on the board? All right. So we're going to do deliberation at this point. So we're just going to talk about it and try to figure out how to end it. So, but one of the real big seeds is this, you've got to get that paper filed.
Communicating matter is we need to be in which community. We just.
We're in discussion.
Okay. So in discussion. I hear as far as.
We need to be able to hear. Sorry.
So I'm just looking, right now we have inactive personal license, we have inactive establishment. It was the wrong name. We have establishment license, did he purchase the building? Failure to change. On establishment side, and it's gonna go either way, because it's technically he should have changed it. But then we do have something that just, it says it's a letter of concern on that one, but it's part of the unlicensed barber. He just, he's the unlicensed, he has a inactive personal.
Yes.
So basically it lasts, it's in the letter of concern. But.
Well.
Life is working.
Yeah, I think the key is. The paperwork's gotta get cleaned up.
Yeah.
All right, so do we have a thought or a motion for? Condition of this guy's.
But it's 254 unlicensed barber.
Do you want to make that the motion?
Oh.
Well. Should we, Trey, to welcome from here, I make a motion, we adopt the financial facts and conclusions block.
Second, okay, we have a motion, a second about things fact. If they ever say yes.
Aye.
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 So we agree this happened. We have a motion for discipline in this matter.
Vice Chair Max Knox here, I motion that on the establishment license, we do definitely do a letter of concern. And on the situation with the unlicensed barber, because it was over the, in the times, it's over 10 months, it was 4 years. We do the, was it, 250. Impose a fee of, $250 for the license.
And the, the changing of name, do we want to have a probation based on that?
With a probation of 12 months. On case number 20240033, Jose Conley.
Okay, so that's a motion.
And second.
Motion and second, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any names? So you now have to agree, so we're going to change this, originally it was gonna be a $500 fine. Member Knox has moved it to a letter of concern about the paperwork. A $250 fine. You typically have 12 months to pay that. We're gonna give you probation because you haven't done the change of name. So do that, so we don't have to come back and talk to you. Yeah, so we'll send you paperwork regarding this, it's the same thing. And as I said, you have 12 months to pay the fine. And as soon as you pay the fine, probation's over. All right. Good, thank you.
Thank you, thank you.
Appreciate you being responsible and taking care of. Good luck in your business.
Thanks, Dennis.
Careful going home. All right, our next case is case number 2024-00582. Fidencio. Arcan. I'm sure I'm broke for this. Arcan.
Pinega.
Arcenega, that was not what I was gonna say. Arcenega. VAR 001630. Are they, if you're online, star six. Case number 2024-00582. Fidencio Arcega? All right, hearing no response, I move the case number 2024-00582. Move forward to a formal hearing unless the parties involved can agree to the consent agreement before that happens. Next case up is case number 98566. Yvonne Elizabeth Salago Brand. License 1110126.
Yep, that's me.
There you go. How are you today?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Doing all right. We're going to get started your case. So do you swear or affirm the testimony you give today will be truthful?
Yes.
State your name.
Yvonne Elizabeth Salgado Brand.
All right. So we're going to go ahead and have a presentation from our investigator, our inspector, and then we'll come back and ask you questions.
Okay.
Hello.
Good morning, Mitchell. And the members of the board. I mean, on October 9th, 2023, I conducted an inspection at the owner of the Obama brand. During the inspection, I identified the following violation. I found an establishment license in a different location address. I found no sanitation issues. I verified this modern establishment license report in favor of the term fields. Did not have the establishment license for the 5930 West Greenway Road, Glendale location. On May 24, 2024, she applied for an establishment license, but she did not complete it. On May 21st, 2024, same day, the board meeting, board staff worked with the respondent, and the application was completed. An establishment license was issued. The number is SBOGA 1110, which expires June 21st, 2025. I provided the license with the inspection report and educated them before leaving. If you have any questions, I'll just have to try.
So done. Any questions for our investigator? All right, Ms. Brain. You've had an opportunity to review this case. You actually, it sounds like you got in there and got it taken care of. Can you tell us about it?
So I applied, I believe it was on 10/28. And then I got a notice on November. And then there's a big gap, and I'll be honest with you guys, I can't remember. I know I had contacted the inspector because I hadn't heard anything. And I think on the 12th, and she did suggest me calling, and I did. And I'm honest, I can't remember what happened after that. But when I got recontacted by you guys on the 3rd, March 4th, 2024, then I was able to submit my trademark at 319, and then I got summoned to the boards, and that was on, and then I received my license on the 6th of this year.
Do you feel like you got this all cleaned up?
Yes, and I'm actually making Instagram posts to help other hairdressers, because I see that this is a big need in our industry.
Yeah, is this the salon suite?
Yeah.
Okay, I've seen this before. Okay, does the board have any questions of Ms. Brand? Okay, so we'll move into deliberation. So we're going to talk about it now and decide what to do.
Okay.
So do we have anything to talk? Questions?
Any previous history?
We haven't accounted.
Yeah, we have to say it. Well, oh, I did not, but we could do that motion.
Yeah, Tracy Wilkinson here. I'd like to make a motion to adopt the findings of fact and conclusions of law.
Second, Marson Knox.
Motion and second, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All All right, we just happened. All right, so now, do we have any history?
No history.
No history. This guy. No history, no violation of those sanitation issues. Little clumsy on paper, but that happened.
Tracy Wilkinson, I'd like to make a motion, move to offer a consent agreement for 250 civil penalty. It's not time within 30 days, it's a formal hearing with 12 months probation. Basically, yeah, I'm glad you're telling your friends, we need to get everybody's establishment life and figure it out.
It's a motion.
Pickles, force left.
A motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Nay.
But 3-2. So by majority, the motion passes. So Ms. Brand, we're going to send you another paper out about this. There will be a fine, $250. You'll have a year to pay that. And you'll be on probation until it's done, but just pay it and then it's over with.
Okay, how much is it, you said? I'm sorry.
$250.
Okay.
All right, yeah, sorry it happened, but that's life. You got caught speeding, not what happened, so don't worry about it.
All right.
All right, you'll get a paper in the mail. Thank you for calling, thank you for taking care of it.
Members of the board, before you go to the next case, we do need to recall the case before, number 2024-00582. As you guys, you did put in a motion to send the case to a formal hearing, but you guys did not vote on. So if we can just recall that case to.
It applies just. All right, so anyway, I'm case number 2024-00582. Since no one responded, I motion that this case move forward to a formal hearing unless the parties involved can agree on the consent agreement that was offered before that happened.
Chase Turrentine, seconded.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All right, we're in there. Now, number four. Our case number 2024-00213, Audrey Haley White.
Yes.
40195. Apparently you're here?
Yes.
All right. So Ms. White, do you swear or affirm that the testimony you have today be the truth and the whole truth?
Yes.
State your name.
Audrey Haley White.
I see none. All right, so our investigator is going to tell us about this and we'll come back to you and ask you questions.
Okay.
Good morning, Chairman Beckley and members of the board. My name is Lisa Chavez. On January 31st, 2024, I conducted an inspection of New Gate in Scottsdale, Arizona, and I spoke with owner Audrey Haley White. During the inspection, I identified the following licensing violation. The lot was found to be an unlicensed establishment. The status was confirmed by using the board's database. I provided the owner with the inspection report and educated her before leaving. On March 27th, 2024, Audrey Haley White applied for an establishment license. And on April 1st, 2024, the application was approved and given license number NCOS 33932, which expires April 3rd, 2025. If you have any questions, I'll be happy to address.
Okay, any questions about that? All right, so Ms. White, would you like to tell us some more about this?
I didn't know there would be so many people on this call. The only reason that it took me a couple of months to get this done was it's kind of hard to talk about. I was planning a memorial for my mother, my father, and my brother. So it was just really hard for me to take care of all of it at once.
So I apologize that it took a couple of months, but if there's anything we can do about the fine, I have three memorials to plan within 2 months, and it happened to be right when the inspection came. So it wasn't that I was trying to neglect it. I just, one, didn't know that I needed an establishment license. So I apologize, but it wasn't just neglect or that I didn't want to take care of it. I had other things that I felt
that are more
just
important.
Took, yeah.
Yeah, we're sorry for your loss. Okay.
Thank you. So that's all.
Thank you. All right, board, do we have any more questions? Any motion of how we'd like to deal with it?
Tracy, welcome to the hearing. I move that we adopt the findings of fact and conclusions of law.
Second, Marcel Knox.
Motion and second, all in favor, say aye.
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 All right, we all agree on that. Now, motion of discipline in this matter.
Tracy, welcome to the hearing. I move that we offer a consent agreement for 250 civil penalty. It's not fined for 30 days. Due to a formal hearing with 12 months probation. So it gives you 12 months to pay the fine. You didn't have the license to begin with, but hopefully the 12 months will give you time to get through what you need to get through and deal with this at a later point.
Okay.
We have a motion.
Second, Marcel Knox.
A motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
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 Those opposed, say nay.
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 3-2, so we don't pass that motion. Do we have another motion?
This is Member Turrentine. I move that we issue a consent agreement, 12 months probation, no fee.
What was the last thing?
No.
No fee.
No fee. So
what are we probationing for? There'll be no probation. You want to dismiss?
No, I said consent agreement, 12 months probation, and no fee.
I understand that, but what are we probating?
Typically, if you have a term of probation, there is some sort of term attached, like payment of fee or completion of continuing education. To just impose probation without a term is unusual.
Yeah. Would you like to dismiss?
Then yes.
Mr. Chair, members of the board, I don't think we can dismiss at this point because you've adopted the findings of fact and conclusions of law.
So a letter of disciplinary letter of concern.
There we go. That works.
Okay. I thought that's what you're looking for.
That was. Thank you.
We have a second.
Do I need to restate it?
Please.
Sure. Yeah.
Member Turrentine, I propose that we issue a disciplinary letter of concern.
Okay. Do we have a second?
Okay. I'm second.
All right. We have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
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 Those opposed?
Nay.
Nay.
All right. By majority, we'll be issuing a letter of concern about this document that happened and that's the end of it.
Thank you.